This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti, cybersecurity analyst and professor at Milan's Politecnico. Computer Engineering Department Stefano Zanero said on Friday that the global tech failure that disrupted operations in various sectors, including airports, airlines, media, and banks, was not caused by Microsoft.
This specific outage has been caused by a software platform called CrowdStrike, which is an agent for the protection of computers against intrusions, malware, so what we usually call antivirus.
He said any computers that did not receive the software outages during the night or early morning would probably not be affected later in the day. CrowdStrike has released a fix, but is still working to get systems back online worldwide. Former U.S. President Donald Trump officially accepted the Republican nomination for president Thursday night at the Republican National Convention, giving a speech that was partially different in tone. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In softer and more deeply personal terms than usual, Trump laid out Saturday's shooting, saying if he hadn't moved his head at the last instant, he would not be on the Milwaukee stage.
There was blood pouring everywhere, and yet in a certain way I felt very safe because I had God on my side.
That was the first part of one of the modern era his longest convention speeches at nearly 93 minutes. Trump veered into his usual partisan speech of a stolen election and Democrat ineptitude.
We are indeed a nation in decline.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, you can visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden's campaign is insisting anew that he is not stepping aside. The head of his re-election campaign said on Friday that Biden will return to the campaign trail next week after isolating from mild COVID symptoms. Quote, he is absolutely in it, end quote. Biden campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon told MSNBC in an interview. While Biden takes concerns from some Democrats seriously, he is committed to fighting to win a second term, she continued. A Russian court has convicted Wall Street Journalist reporter Evan Gershkovich on espionage charges. VOA's Steve Miller has more as the reporter is sentenced to 16 years in prison.
The conclusion of Gershkovich's swift and secretive trial in a country's highly politicized legal system perhaps clears the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. Gershkovich, his employer, and the U.S. government vehemently deny the charges. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Verdant Patel on Thursday declined to discuss negotiations about a possible exchange, but said, quote, we have been clear from the get-go that Evan did nothing wrong and should not have been detained, end quote. Russian President Vladimir Putin hinted earlier this year that he would be open to swapping Gershkovich for Vadim Krasikov, a Russian serving a life sentence for the 2019 killing in Berlin of a Georgian citizen of Chechen descent. Steve Miller, VOA News.
A large blast from a Houthi drone attack rocked central Tel Aviv early on Friday, killing one person and wounding several others. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Yemen's Houthi rebels are claiming responsibility for an early morning drone strike that hit a part of central Tel Aviv near the U.S. embassy, killing one person and injuring a number of others. The strike rumbled through the streets, causing shards of shrapnel to rain down and leave a large explosion radius. The Houthis have launched drones and missiles toward Israel throughout the Israel-Hamas war, but until Friday, all were intercepted by either Israel or Western allies with forces stationed in the region. The Houthis claimed its newest drones are capable of permeating Israel's aerial defense system, but Israel attributed the hit to human error. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Court said on Friday that Israel's 57-year occupation and settlement policies and exploitation of natural resources in the Palestinian territories were in breach of international law. In a separate case, the International Court of Justice is considering a South African claim that Israel's campaign in Gaza amounts to genocide, a claim that Israel vehemently denies. China on Friday said it has protested to Japan over its first joint drills with the Taiwanese Coast Guard off its eastern coast. The drill was held amid escalating tension between China and Taiwan. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.